The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
Larry Elder sitting in for Dennis. The number is 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-877-243-7776. Let's go to Tony in South Euclid, which is right outside Cleveland. Number 5, Tony, you're on the Dennis Prager Show. Larry Elder sitting in.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Larry Elder. I used to listen to you all the time when you were ways back in the evening in the local program here in Cleveland, Ohio, near South Euclid. And I just want to say I really miss you. First of all, I have a question for you, but I really miss you. I thought you were fantastic, and you always got down right down to the nitty-gritty with all the details, anything that was happening in the world, and I want to commend you for that. And I wanted to ask you also if you plan on being back on the airwaves permanent.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm getting so much love. I am giving it some consideration. I must tell you, Tony, I am. Right now, I'm doing a little podcast once a week. I have it pinned to the top of my Twitter account. You can find it on YouTube under We've Got a Country to Save. I know it's not the same thing, and I'm getting so much love. I must tell you, I'm giving it a lot of thought.
Well, I really hope so. And again, I'm saying that sincerely. And I don't want to take too much of your time. So I just have one question, and I'm trying to get as much information as I can, and I know you would be the man to answer this. I would really like to know the true detail and depth, and I know you'll do it in segments for me, and I don't expect it all at one time, but I really want to know what the true hate is with this Palestine, Hamas, Muslim, whatever you have, against the Jews, against the Jewish people. And I get bits and pieces, but, I don't think anybody talks about it enough. And I think it would answer a lot more. It'd make me feel a little bit more at ease if I could really understand. I have my own opinions on that. Mm-hmm. But maybe you can do that for us through this Mr. Prager Show or when you get back on the air. Could you do that for us?
Well, Tony, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate that. That's a very interesting question that scholars have looked at for thousands of years. There's a very interesting exchange between Thomas Sowell and a questioner at the Stanford Institute, where he works, called the Hoover Institute at Stanford. And he's asked about this age-old Jew hatred and the cause of it. And this may sound really simplistic, Tony, but he says people resent it because they're so successful. Despite the Spanish Inquisition, despite the Dreyfus Affair, despite the Holocaust, everywhere Jews have been, they've been successful. And other people resent it. And Tom Sowell was asked, how could Jews do something about this Jew hatred? And he said, stop being successful. When people can't figure out how it is that you're successful, they become resentful. There's been all sorts of blood libels against Jews for a very long period of time. And honestly, as much as I've looked at it, Dennis and I have talked about this both on the air and off the air. The bottom line is resentment, envy, jealousy that has now morphed into hatred. I would love to say it's something that Jews have done, some historical incident that's caused this. There isn't. And in the Quran and the other Islamic texts are all sorts of horrific passages referring to Jews as monkeys and pigs, and they should be killed. And not just in Israel, everywhere. We've played you, I think it was yesterday, that excerpt from Robert Spencer. Mr. McConnell, can you find that again, Robert Spencer? I'll play that again for Tony. Robert Spencer is a head of something called jihadwatch.org, written extensively about Jew hatred, speaks fluent Arabic, has read all of the religious texts in Arabic, and he can explain exactly what's going on, and that the Jew hatred is part and parcel of the religion of Islam. And anybody that tells you otherwise is not being honest. Thankfully, out of all the hundreds of thousands of Muslims, not all of them are terrorists. Not all of them want to destroy Israel. But while there are moderate Muslims, he explains, there's no such thing as moderate Islam. I'll have that for you, Tony, when we come back. Larry Elder sitting in for Dennis.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.